Miss Daisy Jones convinces jury she was mistaken for Mary Fagan, Atlanta Journal. Thursday, May 8, 1913, page 8, column 3, row 3. Miss Daisy Jones, identified by J.L. Watkins as the girl whom he had mistaken for Mary Fagan on the afternoon of April 26, 1913, appeared before the coroner's jury dressed exactly as she was on that afternoon, and testified that she had been just where Watkins said he saw Mary Fagan at the hour when Watkins thought he saw the girl, and that she had crossed a vacant field just as Watkins described Mary Fagan as having done. In short, with Mr. Watkins's new testimony, she proved conclusively that it was not Mary Fagan who was seen that afternoon there, but himself, the witness. "She lives at 251 Fox Street in Atlanta," said the witness. "She is 15 years old. Her home is on the corner of Fox and Lindsay Streets, one block from Mary Fagan's home at 146 Lindsay Street, between 5 and 6 o'clock on the afternoon of Saturday, April 26th, said she. She carried her father's supper to him in his store at the corner of Bellwood Avenue and Ashby Street. She went back home along Bellwood Avenue and crossed a vacant field before she reached Lindsay Street, passing between two trees in that field. She was acquainted with Mary Fagan," said the witness. "They were about the same size," said she, "though Mary was a little heavier and not quite so tall. Their hair was about the same color," she said. "On the afternoon of April 26th, 1913, said she was dressed exactly as she appeared there at the inquest in a blue serge skirt, white shirtwaist with a blue bow on the front of it, and a blue bow in her hair. The coroner asking her height, she was measured against a board in the detective's office and was found to be 5 feet 1 1/4 inches tall.